Hi, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. Telling you about a fabulous garden opportunity that you can't act on right now may be an exercise in bad timing. But if you don't see the results now, you won't be convinced to act when the time comes this fall. We're eating fresh fava beans in the Fisher House right now. And while we're eating, the bean plants are fertilizing the soil. Fava beans are planted in the fall, grow all winter, and produce a huge crop of huge beans May through July. The greens are edible as a salad ingredient all winter, and the favas are already on the table when you are just planting traditional summer pole or bush beans. You can chop down the favas any time during the planting season and use the space for summer crops, or you can let them mature and plant a late summer lettuce, beet, carrot, or even corn crop in the newly fertilized soil. Fava beans pull nitrogen from the air and fix it into a form that all plants can use, so leave the roots in the ground when you pull up or mulch the fava crop. In addition to food and fertilizer, the fava beans also keep weeds down by choking them out and reduce soil compaction from the pounding winter rains. The Windsor Broad produces the tastiest beans. There are other fava varieties that are smaller and are used mostly as green manure cover crops. For fresh eating, pick the pods when the beans inside are still bright green. A few brown spots are fine, that's just the beans moving toward maturity. I save the seeds from this summer's crop for a fall planting, and then put the mature dried seeds in the freezer for a week or two to kill little beetles that sometimes infest them. The beans need to be shelled before eating, but their size makes that a quick process. Dry them stir-fried, steamed with butter, or cooked and chilled on a green salad. There are lots of winter cover crops that can enrich the soil, but only one that feeds you at the same time. The fabulous fava. John Fisher and his beanstalks with KLCC's Good Gardening.